fucking air an episode. What, I don't even know what episode. Second.
So it's only two because you did not want to do them for the last couple weeks because you were like busy or something.
Yeah, I was working, man.
Working?
Working in the garage.
Right.
Yeah,
you weren't even home.
Well, of course, I don't work at home. You know that. It's been how long? How long have we been doing this now? And you don't know when I go to work, what it means exactly.
Well, you could.
It means I gotta leave home. I can't work at home like you pretend to do.
I do so much work. You know I started a jewelry business.
Jewelry? What the hell? When did this... Who started this one?
Haven't you seen all the beads all over?
Yeah, I've been slipping on this shit all over the place. I'm kicking and playing soccer with... And I thought it was just because your mother was over and she was leaving these little trinkets.
Well, like treasure. Little breadcrumbs?
Yeah, like a treasure.
Well, she's like, this will lead him... This is how I find my way around your house now, because I can't remember where the bedrooms are. I can't remember where the bathroom is, so I gotta leave myself a little. Oh my gosh, she's not that senile.
Yeah, well, guess what? I've been kicking, messing up her trail. I don't want her knowing where she's...
You don't want her to know where the bathroom is?
No. She gets lost in the bathroom, right. Then she's lost. She's got to, she has to call me on the cell phone.
You can clean it up when she can't find the bathroom then.
She doesn't even know how to operate one. She's going to pretend, probably end up calling the cops. The cops will show up, be like, I don't know where she is.
You.
Not arresting me for kicking a trail. I never tell them. How are they going to know?
Well, you just told me, didn't you?
Yeah, but you're not going to tell me, my wife.
Nah. I wouldn't do that to you, baby.
I know.
I love you.
I love you, too. Anyway, so, jewelry business.
Yeah, so I decided that my creative side was not coming out enough in my life. So...
Well, wait a minute. You mean you're tired of sitting around the house 24/7?
Well, you know I have a lot going on. With all of my shows.
Well, like Dr. Phil?
That's right. And Dr. Phil said that you need to be able to express all sides of yourself. And I just feel like my creative side is so amazing. And I never get to do anything with it. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to make jewelry. I'm going to make everyone beautiful.
All right. Let me ask you a question. That's all fine and dandy, but listen to this. How much have you been spending out of our account... this so-called jewelry
honey,
business.
You don't need to worry about that.
Yeah, but I gotta worry about it now because the last thing you did was with those stuffed animals. They were all over the place. You never sold one of them. They all molded.
Okay.
It was horrible.
Okay, that was a bad idea. I know we had to replace part of the wall because the stuffed animals molded right into the wall. That was on me. That was my bad.
I had to redo the whole kitchen because it got all moldy and it leaked. It was everywhere. It was black mold.
Madness.
You know how much that cost us? You know how much that set us back?
Oh, not that much. It doesn't cost that much. What does it? Drywall? It's like $20. I think you're totally overreacting. Right. And you don't support me and you don't support my creativeness.
Support everything you do, but you go crazy and it gets all over the place and you're spending money and you lose track. You don't even look at your account.
Well, why? If I run out of money, I'll just use my credit card.
Yeah, and that's...
I mean, we're going to be making so much money back, it's not even going to matter.
So then Joey comes to visit me and wonders why you're not paying your credit card. What am I supposed to tell him then?
Huh? Well, tell him to just hold on.
Tell him to hold on. You don't understand these people?
Oh, my gosh.
When they want their money, they want their money.
Who are these people, huh? What are they going to do?
Don't worry about who they are. You just need to know that they come and harass me when you're not paying your bills on time.
They can't do anything. Oh, you're being so sensitive. No, oh, my gosh. Does it treat you like a little baby bird?
Baby what?
A baby bird. Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. You're just a little sensitive about the money issues.
Yeah, that's because the last time We had to bail this out. $5,000 in the hole.
Okay.
At the bank, because he wouldn't leave me alone. Then he sent his baboons over to...
Okay. You know how many times I've heard you say this? I know.
Okay.
I got it. But this time I have an investor. So we're not taking all of this on ourselves. So my mother has decided to help us.
Oh, that's why the little breadcrumb trail jewels
everywhere. So that's why she's been over a lot more. I know that you love my mother.
Yeah, she's senile. She doesn't always wear teeth.
It's true, but...
It's troubling. Very, very troubling.
I totally agree, but you just gotta, like...
Sometimes I can't understand it when she's not talking with the teeth. The hell are you saying? Are you talking? Are you talking? What are you saying?
She just
babbles. I'm like, what?
You just have to read her lips.
No. Have you ever seen her talk without her teeth? That's ridiculous.
I know. I snort and smile. Because...
Snort and smile. She's always yelling and carrying on.
It is quite upsetting when she's yelling without her teeth in, because it just
disgusting.
Sounds like
it's just spit flying everywhere, like, and it's all over the place, and she gets it's like it's no fun.
Okay,
I'm calling no joy. All right.
Okay. All right. You're no totally joy. Right about that.
All right. So, number one, get her to put her teeth in, and then she can, you know, if it's fine, she won't say help you. Well, wait a minute. How much is she investing?
Well, she hasn't told me how much yet.
She doesn't even have any money. That's why she came to live with us.
I know, but she just found this really rich boyfriend.
Now she's training him.
So...
Why didn't she go live with him then?
Well, she may. But she's coming over to dinner soon. Oh my gosh, honey, don't just kick her out right away.
I'm not kicking her out, I'm helping her out.
Helping her by kicking her out of our house?
No, I'm lending her a helping
hand. She's elderly.
Why does she see this boyfriend of hers?
Well, I don't know. I think,
what do you mean? Is she imaginary?
You know, I haven't met him yet, and you know how she gets sometimes, so she makes stuff up. She's like, oh my gosh, I met this amazing guy, and there's, like, no guy. So when you're like, oh, I can't wait to meet him, and she's like, oh, well, we broke up. And then you're like, well, wait a second, you just said you met this amazing guy, and you guys were dating, and all of a sudden, two sentences later, you broke up? Like, what's going on here?
So she's drinking again, is what you're telling me.
Okay, yes, you're right.
I was wondering why my gin was disappearing.
It's true.
Right?
You know how much she loves gin.
I know, she needs to replace it. Tell her she needs to get, you guys sell this jewelry, but first, she needs to replace what she drank. Don't tell her not to fill it up with water. Because I know the difference. I know.
I know, baby. I know. It's just the same thing with coffee. It's like, it has to be real coffee. It can't just be water with, you know, a little bit...
Food color.
With food coloring in it. Yeah, it's true. You know. Now I know you know, so I won't...
Yeah, I know. It tastes like garbage.
Yeah.
I mean, if I wanted garbage, I'd go to Jersey, right? Go to Jersey and get
Excuse
some coffee.
Me? You know what? They have the best coffee shops there.
Nah, that's not even true.
Oh my gosh, it's so true.
The Bronx
have you?
The best coffee shops. All right?
You're so
Long
prejudiced.
Island. It's got
You're
the
so
best
prejudiced.
Coffee shops.
Oh my gosh.
Brooklyn, you know? They all got great coffee shops.
They have shit coffee. It's
no,
like they just.
It's great. They get
like,
it straight from Colombia.
They just like took a cup of manure out of the sewers and put it in their coffee.
It's absolutely not true. I've seen them. I've seen them make it. It's fabulous. It's a wonderful production.
Really? I think you're making shit up now.
I
can tell when you stutter like that.
I know you're making shit up.
All
right. Back to the jewelry business. What are you doing with this jewelry business?
Okay, well, once I have enough money, I am going to sell it on Amazon because they're going to pick it up right away. Like, how could you not? It's gorgeous.
Well,
and friends. I'm going to go.
How much are you spending here? What are we talking about?
Well, I mean, eventually, Amazon's just going to pay for the whole thing because I'm going to be selling so much jewelry. I mean, have I shown you any of the pieces? Have you even noticed what jewelry I have been wearing? No?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I can't.
I've been
even
working too much.
Oh, my gosh. Every day I try and make myself beautiful for you and don't even notice.
Day in and day out.
Just going back to wearing my sweats and sitting on the couch and eating my cookie dough and watching all of my soaps. Oh, my gosh. I might as well. You don't even ever pay attention to me.
I always pay attention when I'm home. Never home. You'll come down to the shop and see me.
Well, whenever I come down there, you're always like, why the fuck are you here? I'm working. And I'm like, oh my god, I just wanted to come by and say hi. I thought you'd want something nice to look at for a minute before you had to get back to work.
That's
and
you're just like, get your ass out of here. You're always telling me
how you're doing it wrong. It looks like you're doing it wrong. I'm like,
instead of doing it this
way. Are you sure that part goes there? Because it doesn't look like it fits.
Yeah, you can't fucking do that. That's all I'm saying. It drives me nuts. I can't even work when you're there.
Oh my gosh, I'm trying to help you.
Not complain. Say, what's up? Hey, how you doing?
Me complain? I'm just trying to help you because sometimes it doesn't look like you know what you're doing.
How do I not look like I know what I'm doing? Well, I run that place.
Well, when you sit there with that stupid look on your face, like you're super confused, I'm like, okay, well, maybe he needs help. Maybe I should help my man out. But no, you're like, why don't you get your lazy ass out of here before I make you get out of here? And I'm just like, fine, you don't need to threaten me. And then I'm upset, and then I have to go spend money.
No.
So then I have to get some money out of my dad's drawer, and then I have to go shop.
Stealing money.
See? Do you see the emotional upheavals that you...
Why don't you steal the money and put some of it in a pension of some sort, all right? You've watched all these shows.
Oh, it's... Yeah, you know, I
find one that says about pensions and put the money in there.
It's all a bunch of shit. It's all a bunch of shit. No,
it's true.
We need to keep our money in our house, underneath our mattress.
Oh. They tell everybody where it's at,
because
right?
You know what happens?
What?
You know what happens? You put it in the bank, you give it to one of these companies. Where is it? Where is it?
It's with the company.
No, it's not. It's just digital numbers. There's not actually any cash there. I heard this.
Where the hell did you hear this
from? Oh, my gosh. Well, Dr. Phil was doing this segment on 401ks, on pension plans, on banks. Oh, the horror stories. These poor people just lost everything because they didn't realize that as soon as they give their money away, it's no longer even there. It's not theirs. It's just this little number, this digital number that they give them.
I got a question for you. Mother's smoking in a room, right? She falls asleep.
Right.
With a fucking cigarette, right? And then she drops it. The whole place lights on fire. Poof! There goes our money. Our money's gone. Under the sofa, it's gone.
Okay.
What do we do then, that genius? Huh? What do we do?
Well, we have house insurance. So, we have homeowners insurance. They'll pay for all that. We'll just take a picture of it. That way we can say, hey, this is how much money we had. We're not bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm afraid it doesn't work like that, all right?
No,
if you watched enough Dr. Phil episodes, you would know it doesn't work like that. Homeowners insurance don't pay for cash that you have in your house.
What are you talking about?
Entirely
of course they do. It's in your house. They pay for everything that burns up in your house.
You have to have proof. What proof
picture.
Are you going to have?
Picture.
No.
Timestamp. Yeah. It'll totally work.
This is not TV land.
You don't know how this
works. You can't convert TV land to real life. It's not real. It's fake.
Well, in my world, it is real.
You need to come to the real world is what you need to do. Stop watching all this fake
TV.
Your
world? Oh, gosh.
What's wrong with my world?
Ugh.
My world is fabulous.
Then why are you always complaining about it?
Because that shop should be mine. That's why. I run that place.
It will be. We just gotta wait for Dad to get a little bit more senile, and then we'll put the paperwork in front of him so it'll be ours. And then you won't have to work so much because you can hire people to do that shit. All the stuff you do.
You're crazy. You know what? I don't know. What else?
If
how about
you have
this?
That kind of attitude, you know, Dr. Phil was talking about the kind of attitude that you take into the world is the kind of attitude that becomes your reality.
I can't listen to
it. It was super deep.
I can't listen about this.
It was so deep, honey. You would be like, oh my gosh, like that just touched my soul.
He's not even a real person. He's not real.
Honey.
No.
It's garbage. You can't get any more real than Dr. Phil.
Oh, here we go. It's garbage. It's all garbage. It's all garbage. You watch this garbage on television, then it gets in your brains. And then you can't think straight. That's been the problem ever since. Well, started watching this garbage. So.
This is, you don't understand yet, but you will.
Oh. All right. Well, you know what? Here, let's talk about the holiday shopping that we just had.
Oh my gosh. Wasn't that amazing?
Black Friday, all those people, huh?
Oh my goodness. They were everywhere.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Pushing our way through the crowds, just tripping people up one at a time so we could get ahead in line. Oh my gosh, it was the most beautiful thing. They were just going down like
dominoes.
Oh, right?
Dominoes.
Oh my gosh, it was blood. So hilarious.
I totally agree.
It's my favorite part of shopping.
I love it.
Like, if I saw something they had in the hand that I wanted, I would just like pick it up after they fell.
Didn't even know
what happened.
Oh my gosh. Trying to gather them.
Every year, it's my favorite time of year.
Yeah, I love it.
I just love it.
Are we going to give any of these gifts away? Or are we just going to keep them for ourselves?
Well, I don't know. Like, I really like keeping stuff for myself.
What does Dr. Phil say about that, huh?
You know, he hasn't gotten to that part yet, so I'm just going to keep them for us.
Keep them? All right.
I mean, let's say, like, if somebody gets us something, maybe we'll, like, be like, okay, here, you can have this. Like, you know,
that's a good idea.
I don't know. You find your mother some new teeth,
huh? How about that?
That sounds good.
Some new choppers, huh?
Yeah. Okay. We could get a vampire teeth. They would be hilarious.
I agree, but what are you gonna do when she tries to suck your blood at night, huh?
Oh,
and what are you gonna do?
She does kind of take that stuff pretty seriously.
Chop your finger off or something.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's a creepy thought. I think we're going to have to lock her in a room at night. I'm kind of freaked out right now, honey.
I agree with you. I think we should lock her in a room.
I mean, sometimes I'll wake up and she's just standing there staring at us. Oh.
I know you were joking about it.
It's like the creepiest thing. And
her
cat's just right there next to her just staring at us like they're going to eat us or something.
That's totally creepy.
Oh my gosh. Okay, honey, plan B. We really need to get his shit out of the house into her new boyfriend's house. Even if he's made up, we'll find a one.
We'll find a one.
Because I'm getting a little freaked out right now. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but.
I hear it. I hear it totally. I don't like it. I didn't even know she was doing that. When did she start that? I thought you were dreaming this
whole
time.
Oh my gosh. I thought so too for a long time. And then all of a sudden, I really woke up. Like, I actually got up and went to the bathroom, and there she was.
Staring at you.
Yeah.
Was she sleepwalking or was she dreaming or something?
I really don't know. And I was too afraid to ask it because it was so creepy.
It's probably those new meds she's on. She's been raving about these new medications this doctor gave her.
I bet that's it. Oh, it's so disgusting.
What kind of meds is she on now, huh?
She's on all these, like, what have we got? Prozac. We got some sleeping meds, some Ambien.
Oh, nice.
Let's see, a few muscle relaxants.
Oh.
Maybe some Soma.
Popping those things like Skittles. You know, I think I kicked a few on the floor today.
Oh. Well, we gotta make sure the cat doesn't get to them.
Nah, I gave the cat a few. He's fine.
Did you say you gave the cat a few?
Yeah, he needed a muscle relaxant. He was so tense. It was like, hey, come over here. I got something for you. Yeah, he's fine. He's great. He was happy as could be. You should have seen him. He was totally happy. He was just like,
I guess animals need some relaxes too sometimes.
There you go.
Maybe we should give him like a sleeping pill and see if that
helps. Might be a little too much.
No?
But I think just just a little one of those anti-anxiety, whatever those jobs are. Yeah, just broke it in half. Fed it to him. He chomped it right up.
Wow.
Happy as could be. Easy as pie.
Wow. He must have really needed that.
Yeah. So tense, he was just staring at me. Didn't respond. I was like, I know what you mean.
That's terrible.
But Right. Well, this holiday is going to continue.
Yeah.
We're going to save up now for some Christmas shopping, some more, maybe a couple days before Christmas.
Yeah.
Maybe like on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, well, that's kind of after Christmas.
That's like when the sales stop. It'd be like at midnight Christmas.
That's true. Well, I guess we'll just tell everyone it's going to be like a Christmas gifts night. I mean, how do we tell them?
It's the after Christmas party.
There we go.
Right?
I like it. Right. Yes.
After Christmas party. All right, people. That's your second installment. We'll try and keep this coming weekly.
Yeah.
As long as...
Get off your ass,
if you would actually want to do this, we would alert the people more often. Yeah, don't try to blame me.
I've been telling you all that we need to...
You're into this jewelry making business now.
Oh, my gosh. Well, then you just need to wait till I'm done and be ready.
Well, wait a minute. Now that I think about it, why is some of my jewelry missing on my jewelry box?
Well, you know, I needed some extra chains and...
You're using my stuff? You're selling my own stuff? You're supposed to be making this from scratch.
I don't know how, so for the meantime, I'm going to have to use some of your stuff. So... Don't worry about it. We'll replace it. It's gonna be fine.
Oh, after you make all this money selling jewelry,
That's right. Selling my own jewelry.
All right. Fabulous. I'm gonna have to hide my stuff now.
You know I'll find it.
Yeah. I'm gonna hide it where you don't find it. You owe your mother. Get her some new teeth. All right, babes. Another episode of Cat and Michelangelo Ferrari. Signing off.
Bye, people.
Bye. Have a good day.